Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Sierra Community Theater is our board president, Mike Peeple, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, you're on here, Mike, because you've got your annual Classics Weeks coming up, and with kind of a twist in the middle of that kind of venture. So first of all, just kind of give us the overview of how you're going to be kicking off Classics Week.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's very important for the board to have Classics Week. We haven't been able to do that for 2 to 3 years now due to the COVID. But this year we're at it in full force. We're having it this coming Friday and Saturday. We're starting off with a great Alfred Hitchcock movie, North by Northwest. It'll play each night at 7 p.m. and it's free. Everything this week will be free. We have no charges. And it'll be a wonderful film for the citizens of Greene County to come and watch. Sunday, we're having a completely different event. We're having the Templeton Rye Distillery come to Jefferson. They're handing out free tastings. And they're also going to show the documentary Whiskey Cookers. It's a wonderful documentary about the start and how it began of the Templeton Rye bootlegging, so to speak. You'll see a lot of interesting individuals and a lot of people throughout the counties surrounding Carroll, Greene, Guthrie, and on and on and on. And that starts at 6 o'clock is when the free tasting starts on Sunday night. And then the movie will be at 7. And Templeton Rye has been wonderful to work with. In fact, they've even said we're going to bring up Keith Kirchhoff, which is the grandson of Alphonse Kirchhoff, the original maker of Templeton Rye back in the 1920s and 1930s. And he'll be glad to give us some inside stories or answer any questions the audience may have. So I'm really looking forward to that. This is a real, real treat for us.
And so, Mike, going forward then into the next week here, what are some other classic film that you're going to bring to light?
Oh, another one from the late 50s. In fact, the 1959 classic movie Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe. Undoubtedly, it's Marilyn Monroe's greatest comedy, and it has a tremendous supporting cast of Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, a lot of great character actors from George Raft to Joey Brown, Pat O'Brien. It's a wonderful film that ties in. It takes place during the 1920s, ties in the St. Valentine's Day massacre, and musicians, singing's tremendous, acting is tremendous. It's once again one of those films that was chosen by the Library of Congress as the 100, one of the 100 greatest films of all time, as well as so is North by Northwest. But that'll finish Classics Week, and that's next Wednesday and Thursday. Those, again, are free, starting at 7 o'clock as well.
Now, Mike, can you kind of go back and give us the synopsis of what North by Northwest is about?
Oh, it's kind of a spy crime movie. It has Cary Grant. He's mistaken for a spy. It takes place starting in New York, and it goes all the way out to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. The famous scene is the scene where the crop dusting plane chases after him out in the middle of the Midwest. And it's one of those things where it's typical Hitchcock. The suspense builds and builds and builds to the climax at the end. The final scene takes place on Mount Rushmore. And it's just a wonderful movie with a lot of suspense. What I'm going to also highlight is, remember, Hitchcock was in every movie. Most every movie he made a cameo appearance. So I want the public to look for his brief but quick cameo appearance. It happens right away in the film. But it's a lovely film to watch, and it's held up. And once again, like I said, it's in the top 100 films, as well as Some Like It Hot.
Now, Mike, you did say there was free admission. Is there still a cost at the concession stand that people need to be worried about? Okay. I just want to make sure that we're not giving away the farm here, right?
That's right. Yes. We know people will want to buy popcorn. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, will you accept like free will donations too? Because your theater does take in those kinds of things, right?
By all means. By all means, Coltrane. And thank you for mentioning that, because it's been the help of our local citizens in donating in the past that has continued this theater. As I mentioned to you earlier, our theater has been going since 1884. And that's a long history of having entertainment in Greene County. Mind you, they started off with vaudeville and all types of lectures and speakers and debates. Our theater was even the schoolroom for a year for Jefferson back in the early 1900s when the Jefferson School burnt down, classes were held in the head opera house, now the Sierra Theater, for 1 year's time.
Wow, that's incredible. So you're still trying to get some renovations done over there with a grant that you had gotten last year from the Community Foundation. Tell us about that project.
Very fortunate to receive a grant from Greene County Community Foundation. It was $30-some thousand. And what we did, we are working on trying to redo the marquee to start with. We want to get that up to date, relit. And that's taken a long time just because of the problems we've had to face with COVID in finding builders, construction workers, material especially. We've been fortunate because the committee has searched out all types of individuals who have knowledge. We've went statewide. The state came in here and looked at the theater. They've helped us try to design a new marquee. And we've also contacted a local architect. Peter Franks has been working with us. He's done a number of buildings around Jefferson, and he took an interest in looking at the Sierra Theater as well. In fact, he was just up here a couple of weeks ago, and he said he'd get back to us within the next 30 days or so just to see where we're at. But this is a long process, but we were able to receive that grant and thank the foundation so much because it's been a great starting point for us. And hopefully we can get this taken care of as far as our new marquee and move forward.
When's the last time that marquee was updated, do you know?
Oh, it had to be back in the 1970s.
Wow, that long ago.
A long time ago, yeah. Because that's when the Sierra Theater, well, actually it was the Iowa Theater at that time. And that's when they changed that to the Sierra Theater. That would have been between 1973, 74, around that period. Fridley purchased that theater, ran it and changed it as the Sierra. Now, mind you, the theaters had a number of different titles. It started out as a head opera house. Then it went to the Majestic Theater in 1916. Then it became the Strand Theater in 1926. And then it became the Iowa Theater in 1931. Mm. And then it moved to become the Sierra Theater, as I said, in the early 70s. So it's had quite a history.
Wow. So, Mike, again, as we kind of wrap up our program here, give us again the featured films that you're going to have during Classics Week and when they'll be airing or when they'll be shown and whatnot with your Classics Week.
First film will be North by Northwest. It'll be this Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st. On Sunday, the 22nd, we are showing Whiskey Cookers. And as well as showing that, the history of Templeton Rye, we will have free tastings offered and provided by the Templeton Rye Distillery. Then on the following Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to show the classic film Some Like It Hot with Marilyn Monroe. All movies start at 7 p.m., except the Whiskey Cookers will have the tasting begin at 6 p.m. with the movie showing at 7 p.m. And once again, admission is free to all of these films, and we hope they're well attended. And we're offering that back and giving that back to the community just to say thank you for all of our support in the past.
And that was the Sierra Community Theater Board President, Mike People, joining us once again, talking to us about Classics Week. You're listening to Let's Talk Greene County, presented today by Vouch Agri-Service and Downtown Grand Junction, your channel, Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.